Walking along the streets of Durban, South Africa, on our way to the next session of a church conference, another church woman and I began to notice several young men had crossed the street and came walking behind us. We held our bags tighter. We walked a little faster. We kept our eyes to the side to see what they were doing, all while talking to each other. We knew the dangers of walking the streets alone in that area, but we felt secure because it was in the middle of the day and the number of people walking along downtown. And we needed the exercise, the sunshine, and the conversation after days and hours of sitting in session. My bag was strapped across my shoulders while hers was held in her hand. I asked why, when it was safer to hold your possessions closer to your body. She said, if they tried to snatch it, I would chase after them. She ran 4 miles every morning, even in Durban. I was impressed. How many of us would run after God in the same way we would pursue a thief who had snatched our possessions? Thomas Manton wrote in the 1800s that there are those who enjoy God and enjoy the pursuit of God even more. They are always breathing after God and desire to commune with God more. The wicked, those who do not center their lives on God, however, are always running away from God. Check your direction. Check your directional signal. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. Are you running to or running away from God? The great care of our souls is to find God so that God can direct, comfort, strengthen, sanctify, and teach us to sweetly enjoy God's grace, writes Manton. Sweetly enjoy God's grace. If we are to find God, we find God where God is found, in God's word, in prayer, in corporate worship. Enjoying fellowship with Christ is the goal of our effort. Serving God is one thing. That is making God the object of our worship. To seek God is to make God the end of worship. Today, beloved, instead of waiting for God to approach you in your moments of meditation, devotion, prayer, praise, pursue God. Don't sit back and wait. Pursue the presence of the Lord. Go after the heart of God. Go looking for God as you love the Lord with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. For the Lord promises, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. And God promises even more still to those who love and seek God will find what they are looking for. We must keep seeking the Lord and be like Jacob in Genesis 32 and 26. I will not let you go unless you bless me. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.